What's up, ladies and gentlemen? It's your boy Calvin, a new trader here. Listen, I'm a US-based Forex trader, and today I wanted to get more information about the futures market. We know what's going on, specifically for US traders. A lot of us are now looking to the futures market, especially us Forex prop firm traders that are used to trading with prop firm capital, looking to get our capital up by utilizing prop firms. This is a difficult time, and a lot of people have questions, and we are in need of answers. Now, I've already done a video with me kind of just looking at what's going on, comparing the differences between the charts in Forex and the charts in the futures market as well. But I wanted to get somebody that is already experienced in this area on to share with us how futures work, how it differs from Forex, and the opportunities that are available both from trading personal capital as well as using prop firms on the futures side. So ladies and gentlemen, help me welcome Steve from Trade Day. He's with us today. Steve, how are you? Talk to me.
I'm doing really, really well, Kevin. I really appreciate you having us on and able to talk about and help some of your followers and supporters to get a better understanding of what is going on over in the futures side and how it compares and contrasts with what you're seeing in the CFD prop space. And I hope to get to give you some guidance.
Absolutely. I really appreciate it. Appreciate your time. I know you're over across the way, and so there's a big time difference there, 5-hour time difference. So we definitely will respect your time. So my first question is, can you give us a little bit of insight on your career in the financial markets? How long have you been involved in day trading futures? Give us some background on you.
Oh God, we're going back to not this century. Obviously, we're going back to the last century. I got involved and interested in markets when I was about 13, 14 years old. So I come from like a kind of a quite rough part of London, East London. And I was looking for a way out, right? You know, as many of you, I'm sure many of your followers are, you know, looking for, you know, how they can improve their life. You know, saw my family, you know, they did well, they worked hard, but, you know, there was limitations. And I saw, you know, what I saw was people who had money seemed to be able to make money really easy. And I was like, well, I want some of that. I went through the process of going to university and studied economics, and a lot of people from where I lived then were working in the city of London. And it's something that I always wanted to do. It kind of fitted with my, you know, what I was strong at academically. And, you know, and I had like a zest for it from quite a young age. And then I went into the futures markets. I just happened across the futures markets. I actually went onto the trading floor when we used to have the trading floors, which we don't have so much these days. And so the equivalent of the Chicago Mercantile Exchange in London was the London International Financial Futures Exchange, and that's where I started my career. And very soon after, I met my partner at Trade Day now, James, and we became lifelong friends. You know, we were in our early 20s now, that's over three decades ago. I started on the actual physical futures markets themselves, and then since then I've kind of gone through as a research analyst at Merrill Lynch Bank of America for 15 years, Credit Suisse, I was a director, I ran their technical analysis research on the Forex side, Credit Suisse. And then in the last 10, 12 years, I've been an independent analyst and trader. And in the last 2-3 years, about 3 years ago, we launched Trade Day with James and I, and went into the futures prop space. So that's kind of, that's the short version.
What is the biggest difference between Forex or CFD trading in the futures market, given that you have experience in both?
Yeah, so I mean, at the end of the day, all of these, whether you're on the futures side or the CFD / Forex side, right, you're trading the same underlying instruments, right? So they all are going up and down together, right? You know, there's obviously slight difference in price and slight differences in the instruments, but they all have underlying assets that we're trading on, right? So whether you're trading an oil CFD or an oil future, you know, they're all based on the underlying price of oil, right? The S&P is based on the S&P future, and the S&P, you know, some prop firms, they're not allowed to call it the S&P, right? So that's the US 500 or something. But, you know, they all are based around the same underlying instruments. So they all go up and down together. So ultimately, if you can trade one, you can trade the other, right? There's no reason to think that you can't jump between these two mediums, as it were, right? So, and these instruments that just echo and reflect what the underlying is doing. And the same on the currency markets. Yeah, I think a lot of traders who are trading CFDs in the Forex asset class, think they can't trade futures because there are, but there are currency futures, right? So you can trade currency futures. You know, they look a little bit different, particularly depending on if it's a base or a term currency, but you still have the underlying market dynamics, you know, and it all comes from the same root market price action. So if you can trade one style, you can trade the other. That's the first thing. So that's like the big similarity. So I think for any trader who wants to go in either direction, right, there's no reason if you're successful in one, you can't be successful in the other. The main, I think, difference that comes right to the fore in the current climate is all around regulation, transparency, and trust, right? And, you know, I've been mentoring, you know, retail traders and talking to retail traders for a decade now. And when they ask me, oh, what broker should I use? If I want to open up a straight trading account, you know, what broker should I use? Or, you know, more recently, since I've been involved in the prop trading space, you know, what prop trading firm should I go with? You know, should I trade CFDs or should I trade futures? And my first question back to them is, what's the most important thing to you? You know, what's the most important thing? And sometimes, you know, I catch them off guard and they're like, oh, I want a really narrow spread, you know, a bit off a spread. Or, you know what, I want a really good platform. I want to be able to do a lot of analysis on my platform. And or I need a good platform that gives me lots of research. You know, I need to know what's going on in the markets. And then I kind of counter that with, well, what about, do you want to get your money back at some point, right? And that's the most important thing to me, right? You know, you may get, oh, I have to be careful when I pick a country. I'm not going to pick a country, but there are certain countries around the world where you get an amazing interest rate with the yield on their government bonds is really, really high compared to US government bonds. Why is that? It's because you may not get your money back from that government. Mm. You know, the US government has a AAA rated debt, and that's AAA rated because they don't default on their debt, right? It's pretty solid, you know, sort of. So, you know, that's why I ask, you know, do you want to get your money back? And usually the question is yes. Sorry, the answer to the question is yes. And so that's the most important thing to me. And over the years, and I've been doing this for many years, you know, there have been question marks around, well, there's been question marks around futures brokerages as well. But I mean, there have been a lot more question marks around CFD brokers over the years. There have been CFD brokers that have gone bust. And equally now in the prop space, you know, as of last year, there's some question marks around some of the CFD prop firms. And are they broker? Are they broker dealer? Can I get my money out, you know, if things don't go right, you know? And I think that's the most important thing. And on the future space, there's far fewer concerns, because ultimately, even though it's still not regulated, let's be clear about that. I'm not trying to pretend that the futures prop space is regulated, because it's certainly not. And trade day is not regulated, and none of the companies in the futures prop space have to be regulated, but they are taking their feeds. And the data feed comes from the official data feed from usually the CME, but from other sources as well, but usually from the CME, the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, which is a regulated exchange, okay? And then the brokers that provide that feed are regulated brokers as well, you know, regulated by the CFTC. So due to that fact, you are guaranteed that those prices you are seeing are real prices. Whether you're in a simulation environment and with the simulation algorithm, which is slightly different, but the prices are the same as if you're trading in the live market. And in trade day, once you go through our evaluation challenges, you have the option to either stay in a simulation environment or to actually go and trade in a real account, a real live account with real actual cash dollars in the actual real live market. So I think that's the biggest difference right now. And it's why, you know, from last year I'm going to say MFF, because it's no secret that kind of caused a lot of problems for the CFD prop industry. There were question marks around sustainability and transparency. There's question marks around, you know, are companies acting as broker dealer, both broker and dealer? Are they providing the prices as well as providing the accounts? Which is, you know, there's a question mark around that. And there's a whole question mark around, you know, you can't trade CFDs in the US. And obviously the prop firm is a way around that, and whether that's sustainable. And hence, platform providers have started to pull out, you know, MetaQuotes being the one that's, you know, that stood out more recently, that one of the biggest, if not the biggest platform provider in the world. So it's again called into issue the regulatory side, the transparency side, and the trust. The trust is kind of broken, unfortunately, right, for the CFD space. It's not so unfortunate if you're in the future space. And hence, we are seeing, you know, not just at Trade Day, but across the future space, we are seeing a migration of users from the CFD / Forex space.
Obviously, we know what went on with MFF, my Forex funds. So are you saying that it's pretty unlikely for a futures prop firm to have done some of the allegations that were accused of my Forex funds in terms of the manipulation of prices, being able to, you know, stop people out?
Right. So first of all, I'm definitely not going to dive in with both feet and take a side on that one. But from what I understand and from what I've read about what the CFTC are claiming, right, that basically cannot happen on the future side. And the reason it cannot happen is, you know, as I was, you know, alluding to there previously, the price stream is from the CME in the future space. So the actual prices you see, the bid and the offer, are the same bid and offer that are being created by users in the future, in the real futures market, putting bids in and putting offers in. You know, so that's the prices that you are seeing. And so those prices, you know, you could be taking the other side of a trade to, you know, you sell your one contract, you might be selling that one contract when you actually sell it to the exchange. So the exchange sits in the middle, right? Mm-hmm. And they are a buyer and seller to every counterparty. But on the other side of that could be BlackRock or Fidelity, right? Or Goldman Sachs, you know, so these are real prices being made. The difference being, you know, one of the main accusations leveled against MFF, from my understanding from the CFTC, was they were kind of acting as broker dealer. What does that mean? Well, it means they're basically saying, we're going to put you in the market and be on one side, but equally we have control or some control of the prices, because on the CFD side, there are liquidity providers providing that market, right? So, and that those liquidity providers may or may not have some kind of relationship, should we say, with the actual prop firm or the broker themselves. And so there is an ability to effectively change the price. And that's the accusation, right? I'm not going to say whether they were doing that or not, right? That's not my business at all. But that's what the accusation is. And it's effectively impossible to do in the futures market. If your futures prop company is telling you that their stream is from the CME, then it's from the CME, and you know, and you can tell it's from the CME when you trade with Trade Day, because you have to sign various agreements. You have to tick various boxes to say that you accept the market data agreements. And then when you go into the live market, you have to pay for your data. So, you know, with us, and that's one of the, you know, I'll be quite frank and honest, you know, with you regarding some of the negatives on the futures prop side. It's generally a little bit more expensive than trading on the CFD side or the Forex side, because there are higher costs. There are costs that within the futures prop space that we don't have in the CFD Forex space, around, you know, the data, around the fact that we are getting simulation and live environments from brokers that have to be regulated. All of that, that extra regulation and trust comes with a price, you know, and that's what we end up seeing in the future space, is like generally, you know, higher prices for evaluations compared to the CFD space. And then to say in Trade Day, if you go to actual live account, you have to buy professional market data. And that is not paid to Trade Day. It is paid to the broker, but the broker passed that straight through to the exchange, to the CME, because that's a cost, because you are seen as a professional, because you are trading a real sub account of a master account of Trade Days on the real market. So, I guess that's, you know, the main kind of accusation against. I mean, the other accusation, obviously, is that, you know, that, you know, they're selling CFD products to US clients, right? You know, that was the other thing that came up. And whether they are or they are not, you know, because they're not they're still in a simulation environment. Again, that's not for me to say, but the fact is, futures are legal. Not illegal. Futures are legal in the US. You know, the CME is a US company. The CFTC is a US a regulatory body, and you know, futures are fully legal, and you can go and open up, obviously, as a US citizen or a non-US citizen, a straight US futures account with a broker and trade the futures directly on your own account if you so want.
Yeah. Good insight. Great insight. So let's now talk about the comparisons between actually, for a trader like myself, being able to purchase a prop firm challenge on the Forex side versus on the future side. So on the Forex side, typically I will invest a set amount of money. Let's say I'm getting a $100K challenge. I'll invest about $400, $500. With that challenge, I will typically have two different phases that I need to pass. So the first phase would be a 8% profit target. If I meet that without violating the daily drawdowns, then I then go ahead and I graduate to the next phase, which then the profit target then decreases to maybe about 4%. And if I hit that profit target, now I qualify for a simulated funded account in which as soon as I go into profit, I'm able to withdraw about 80 to 85% profits on that. And then once I withdraw those profits, then I go back to my starting balance, and then I can then start to trade again until my next payout day. And that's typically how it works on the Forex/CFD side. Now, can you elaborate on how we're seeing the futures prop firms operate in terms of cost, in terms of the phases to actually get funded, and then once we actually get funded?
You know, there are obviously nuances and differences around the different prop firms, right? So just as on the CFD side, right, and the Forex side, you have different account sizes, you have different rules, you have different profit targets and TMDs, you have maybe different timelines. And so rather than, you know, I'll try and talk broadly, but equally, at this point, you know, it is going to move a little bit into a sales pitch, I'm afraid, in that I can only talk, you know, about what we do at Trade Day, but I'll try and keep it broad as well to inform the followers that you have. So, I mean, I think the first thing to say is, you know, the pricing model is similar, you know, in that there are different tiers of accounts. You know, generally speaking, rather than talking around a percentage target, it's a dollar amount target based on what we have as a different tier. So there are, you know, between 10 and 25 and 50, 100, 150, $250,000 accounts. Now those accounts kind of are created around that number is kind of the buying power. You know, I'm going to put that in quotes, and often they'll have a little asterisk, you know, to say, and the buying power of the account. And the buying power of the account is how many contracts you are allowed to trade. So it's how big a size you can trade with each of those different accounts, which I think, you know, there are crossovers, but without kind of drilling down into the individual different types of accounts, it's pretty difficult to compare and contrast. Obviously, just the same as in the CFD Forex space, there is leverage. So futures, by their very nature, are leveraged products. Yeah. And what you have to remember is the history of CFDs, it's from the futures markets, right? So futures markets in their current form have date back into like 1970s, that is. But if you go back to much longer term, we're going back hundreds and hundreds of years. You know, the candlestick formations were built around trading on the rice futures exchanges from in Japan. So we're talking about hundreds of years history on the futures markets, of which kind of CFDs are effectively like a retail version. It's a way of leveraging. You know, CFD is contract for difference. So it's a contract, the same as a futures is a contract. It's not the actual asset you're trading. You don't end up owning the S&P. You don't end up actually switching euros for dollars, right? It's just you're trading the difference on a CFD Forex account, and similarly you are in the futures. You don't actually take delivery of oil. The guy doesn't turn up with barrels of oil, right? You know, it's just you're just trading the difference between where you buy and where you sell, or where you sell and where you buy. Mm-hmm. So the initial thing is this is where a little bit of the adapting is required between CFD, Forex, and into futures. A little bit of an understanding about the contract sizes. So ultimately, it's the same thing. And different platforms, I'm sure, on the CFD Forex side have different pip values, you know, what each pip is worth per and how much you can put on each one, right? So it's kind of similar. It takes a little bit of adaptation, but you know, traders are generally smart and are willing to learn and learn quickly, and they can adapt. So I would say that is kind of similar once you get over those hurdles and differences. The other main difference in there is going to be around the futures rollover. So the contracts expire. So whereas you might just be in, you know, euro versus dollar, EUR, USD position, and you can keep that for as long as you want. Over so many, well, it's quarterly on most contracts. Some contracts it's monthly or bi-monthly, twice monthly. And then those contracts expire and you have to make sure you're trading the right product. But trading most prop firms is done as a day trading exercise. So you would then be, you would know which month you need to be trading. So you might need to trade a different month as those months expire. They don't expire, you know, all of a sudden on you. You're not sort of caught out and surprised by it. We always give our traders a heads up. So the profit targets and TMD are kind of similar. That, and then there's slight difference of nuances around the actual trading account sizes and the numbers of contracts you can trade. But for us at Trade Day, we have only, like, you know, you mentioned like the two steps there. You know, our basic model is you hit that target before you hit the TMD, right? You know, and on our lower tier accounts, that's on like a 1-to-1 ratio. So for example, our $25,000 tier is a profit target of $1,500 and a drawdown of $1,500. As you go up the tiers, it kind of moves out. So the ratio between the profit target and the TMD widens. So you have to make more than you can lose, generally speaking. But we think we've got some of the, well, if not the best, some of the best profit to TMD ratios across the futures prop space. At Trade Day as well, once you pass the challenge and you have no time limit on passing, we do have a 10-day minimum. So you have to trade for a minimum of 10 days because we want to see some consistency. And we also have a consistency rule that any one day can't make up more than 30% of the total profit target. So we don't want to see traders just swinging for the fence and making it all in one day. So we want to see 10 days of trading, and that is subject to change to the downside, to the trader's benefit, in the very near term. So that's a little exclusive for your followers, in that we haven't really announced that yet because it's still in the pipeline, but it's in the very near term pipeline. So that's going to come down from the 10 days. The other thing to say is then once you pass, you have the choice. We give a choice. So you split between either a funded simulation account or a funded live account. And that's completely the trader's choice. The fact of the matter is, it's a little more expensive to go into live, as we said earlier on, because of that professional market data fee. So many of our traders opt for the simulation environment. And then for the simulation environment, though, we only keep traders in that simulation environment where you can earn profits, by the way, and you can withdraw those profits. But once you hit a $5,000 profit level, then we graduate you up to the funded live. So it doesn't mean you lose that. It doesn't mean you can't make more than that. We just then move the account across to a live account, and then you're actually trading in the live market. So that's the process at Trade Day. With respect to withdrawals, once you are funded, we have no restrictions on withdrawals. So if you make $500 on day one, you can take that $500. Now that will impact in a negative way how close you are to your TMD, because your TMD is going to have trailed up when you make that $500. The other thing to say is across all of our accounts, at Trade Day anyway, not necessarily the case with our competitors, is that the TMD is calculated end of day. It's not intraday. It's not on unrealized profits. It's only calculated on realized profits at the end of the trading session. And the final thing to say is, yeah, there's no restrictions. You know, so on day one, you can take out. On day two, whatever you make, you can take out. You can continue to do that. Obviously, you'll be eating into your TMD, but then equally, you can take it. The only one rule we have is a minimum withdrawal of $500. So you can't take out less than that. But that's the only kind of restriction we have. You know, as long as you've got over $500, you want to take it, you can take it. As far as we're concerned, you've made it, it's your money, you can take it. Now, we don't advocate that, because our belief is over what you should do as a trader is build the account over time, and then over time you can trade more and more. And this is, you know, this is a marathon, not a sprint. But if traders want to trade it, as far as we're concerned, they've made it, take it.
For a trader that has been studying one particular way of trading and they just feel like, man, what I do works so well in the Forex market, or what I do works so well in this particular market on the Forex space, on the CFD space, and they're kind of nervous about the transition and, you know, like, how do I figure this out? Or how do I know which brokers to use or which prop firms to use? What personal encouragement would you give to that trader that isn't opposed to switching, but they just feel like what they've learned is so specific to a specific market and way of doing things?
Yeah, I think, you know, as we said, you know, the chart is the chart is the chart. You know, they're all based on the same underlying instrument. They're all going up and down at the same time, you know. So anything, there are nuances. And I think this all comes back to, you know, what it's all about, right? It's all about education, you know. And if you're a good trader, if you're able to trade, you will be able to make that shift. You know, I can... Yeah, I don't want to promise that, but I mean, I don't want to guarantee it, but you can make the shift. It's around the education, around what are kind of smaller things, nuances around the trading size, right? You know, to understand the different contracts, to understand what each index point is, because you may step across, whichever way you step across, you know, when you first come into trading CFDs, Forex, right? And if you switch between different brokers, they all have different kind of systems around what is a pip, you know, what is it, and how much you can put on, whether it's 10 cents or $1, and what it means for each one of those incremental movements in price. And you can very quickly find out that you're either trading too much or too little, right? Because you all of a sudden you have like a big win and it's not as big as you thought it was because you haven't quite gotten as much as you anticipated on the position, or you have what's going to be, you thought, a small loss and it's a much bigger loss. So those kind of nuances, you know, the best thing to do is get on a demo, right? You know, we have a 14-day free trial. Come in, have a play, first of all, and work out exactly on your system, whatever that system is that works in CFD Forex, you know, bring it across and like, oh, right, I can't trade one lots. What I need to do is trade what we have is the micro contracts, which are, you know, much smaller contracts. I need to be trading 5 micros rather than one mini contract. It might be that. And that's just a little bit of a new learning curve to have. But ultimately, they move the same because the underlying instruments are the same. So there are, and then as mentioned before about the rollover and the different contract months. Again, you know, just learn those things. And you know what we have? You know, again, a shameless plug. You know, we have a load of educational resources at Trade Day. We have a whole course that, you know, one course borrowed from the CME, admittedly, but it's from the CME. What are futures? We have our own course on what are futures contracts. You know, what is a tick? What is a contract? What does it mean? What does a contract mean? What does the rollover mean? What are futures months? Why do they expire? How can I ensure that I'm trading the correct month? You know, we have a whole bunch of courses. We've got hours and hours of video to help guide traders through that. So, you know, and there's a 14-day free trial. So come take a look. You know, it costs nothing. And, you know, a little bit, you know, if you're successful and know what you're doing in one market, one of these markets, if you're a great S&P trader, if you're a great dollar yen trader, you would be able to make that transition relatively easy once you do that little bit of extra homework. And that's all it takes, in my honest opinion. You know, if you're a technical trader, stay with the technicals. If you're a fundamental trader, stay with the fundamentals. Whatever it might be, you just bring those across with you and just add these extra little bits of education, you know, and then once that's done, then you'll be a futures trader.
Man, that was great, Steve. I really appreciate it. It's always good to put a face next to a company. And I really appreciate you because you didn't have to do this. You did not have to take time out to educate us on what futures is, how it kind of differs. And this is just, you know, a brief summary because as Steve said offline, he can really talk for hours about trading because he loves it that much. And so we really appreciate the time. Listen, if anybody is already out there, you've already made that jump, or if you already are educated and you have decided that trading with futures is going to be the new path for you, if that's you, Trade Day has definitely hooked us up with a great discount code. You can use in lowercase NewTrader1 when you head over to their website. You'll get a friendly discount there with any account size that you choose to trade with. And listen, man, whatever you decide to do, as Steve said, just make sure you take the time to educate yourself. The firms are not going anywhere. They are here. They are progressing. Like Steve said, they're making adjustments as they see fit best for the trader. And so just take your time. It's no rush. Like myself, I'm educating myself, and I'm doing that in real time here on this channel by meeting with people like Steve. This is our opportunity to learn about different markets and different assets and be able to equip ourselves with the knowledge to then move forward. All right. So ladies and gentlemen, thank you for rocking with me today. And I look forward to running into you at the bank one day, but you cannot meet me there. You got to beat me there. When I pull up to that bank, you should already be walking out, duffel bag on your shoulder, big smile on your face. That's our way of saying, I believe we all are going to be successful. Till next time, God bless you. Take care. And I will holler at you later. Peace. What's up, traders? Real quick, if you're looking to journal your trades, be able to track your progression on your trading journey, and get these amazing analytical data points about your strategy, see how often it wins, the days that it wins, and be able to backtest it all in one place without having to use a pen and a piece of paper, well, check out my recommended online trading journal, TradeZilla. All right, there's a link in the description. Plus, you get a great discount when you use coupon code NEWTRADER1. Again, that's TradeZilla, and you get a great discount when you use coupon code NEWTRADER, the number one, at checkout. Thank you for listening to the Forex Beginner Podcast. If today's episode helped you in any way, please click follow on whatever platform you're currently listening to this episode on. That way, you never miss another episode. And if you need help on your trading journey, looking to get connected with a group of like-minded individuals that are focused and determined on reaching success in Forex, and get access to the trading strategies that I have used to get funded with multiple prop firm accounts, join us in Calvin's Forex Growth Group. It's a one-time fee, and you get access for a lifetime.